Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is on the front of most of the papers this morning. I'm not sure a lot of people expected him in Belfast yesterday, but the Terminator star was at Ulster University, where he was awarded an honorary doctorate in recognition of his outstanding contributions to public service, environmental advocacy and the arts. That's how the Irish Examiner describe it, and their headline is Hasta la Vista Belfast. The main story is about energy prices. And comments yesterday by Tánaiste to Simon Harris. The current energy crisis is worse than the last three oil and gas crises combined and is worsening by the day, says Simon Harris. And this comes, of course, as thousands more US soldiers started arriving in the Middle East. Donald Trump is talking about obliterating Iran's energy infrastructure, which would obviously do terrible things to the energy crisis as well. So that's Simon Harris on the front of the Examiner. The front of the Irish Daily Mirror, a ration once again. Fuel rationing may be needed if the Middle East war continues, Simon Harris has warned. The Tánaiste said the conflict has caused the biggest energy crisis the world has known, adding we're keeping all measures under review. There was some talk in the papers yesterday about rationing, stopping people going on holidays. There's more talk about that in the papers today. I also see in one of the papers, this is quite frightening, from Thailand, there was a funeral director who really needed diesel for the hearse, and they weren't giving it to him at the petrol station because of rationing. So he ended up going back, collecting the coffin and driving it to the petrol station and getting the staff to look at the body of the dead person to say, look, as you can see, I really need diesel to get to this funeral. So a lot of talk of rationing going on in the papers. Irish Times has the cheerful news that the IMF is issuing a stark prices warning due to the Iran conflict. I don't know about you, I certainly feel allergic when I hear the three letters IMF, given what this country went through in 2008 onwards. But the limited amount of oil, gas and fertilizer making its way out of the Gulf due to the war in the Middle East will lead to higher prices and slower growth worldwide, according to the IMF. Apparently, the UK is getting its last shipment of jet fuel this week. And after that, there's no more jet fuel going to the UK. So if you do have a holiday, you might want to consider getting some travel insurance. Probably wise. Elsewhere on the front of the Irish Times, they have a pun on Arnold Schwarzenegger. He said he'd be back. God, if you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, you get very sick of all these cliches. I suppose they made him a lot of money, but he'll be back in Belfast and Hasta la Vista Belfast. There are two of the puns being used today. Elsewhere on the front of the Irish Times, there have been 13 incidents of money going missing from Garda stations. This is the Dáil's Public Accounts Committee, which has been told that Garda authorities are investigating 13 incidents or allegations of money going missing from Garda stations in recent years. One investigation relating to a sum of €1,100 resulted in criminal proceedings being brought against a Garda. We also have money, 595 quid went missing in one Garda station, €2,000 went missing in another, €350 went missing in another. So you can read all about that on the front of the Irish Times. Staying with Garda issues, the Indo tells us that a Garda has been given a 2-year road ban for dangerous driving after trying to chase two scrambler bikes. Garda Sean Shields told a judge he was trying to tackle the scourge of the recklessly driven vehicles. And of course now we have Grace's Law, which is going to be announced tomorrow by Minister Darragh O'Brien. But this Garda has been banned for chasing scramblers, who he says he was trying to tackle the scourge of the reckless driving, but he was given the 2-year ban. Irish Daily Mail, now its own journalists, reject RTE's plan for the future. RTE journalists are in open revolt against their bosses after they overwhelmingly rejected the strategy to reform the state broadcaster. Inside the papers, as you would imagine, lots of coverage about the allegations about Scott Mills. The Sun says the news of his sudden sacking yesterday left his colleagues gasping in shock. Even friends were blindsided by the announcement that the host had been given the elbow. Scott Mills was on 400 grand a year And The Sun understands an allegation made against the presenter relates back to a relationship dating back more than a decade, and that his contract was terminated within 5 days of the complaint being made. Now, The Mirror is linking his dismissal by the BBC to allegations involving a teenage boy. Back in 2016, there was an investigation by UK police into alleged serious sexual offences dating back to the late 1990s. So a lot of this, it would seem, is historical, but the BBC certainly don't mess around. Something happened last Tuesday and they fired Scott Mills that very day, and they didn't have a replacement ready either. So it seems like they acted very, very quickly. Ryanair is going to charge you to go to the toilet now, or so they say. This is in The Mirror. The airline has said that a new fee for on-flight customers might make journeys more uncomfortable. Coming soon, toilet usage fee. Now, I'm sure Ryanair were joking with this. However, customers have been replying to Ryanair with their own suggestions. One says that they're going to wear a nappy when they sit on a Ryanair flight. Another says, I'll bring my diaper. Someone else wondered if they could pre-book the toilet for the entire duration. Probably more comfortable than sitting in a plane seat. Others think as well that it sounds like a good idea because it stops people from getting up so many times throughout the flight. Others wondered if the toilet and the denim fee announcements may have been made a couple of days too soon, because of course tomorrow is April Fool's Day. Yeah, they probably should have hung on with that announcement. Staying with travel and tourism, in the Times of London, Travel Lodge says it's investigating reports of strangers getting into guest bedrooms. One woman was sexually assaulted in her room and she was offered £30 for her trouble. But Travelodge says it is investigating more reports of strangers getting into guest rooms. And you do hear of this a lot, not just with Travelodge, but with some hotels. Happened to me before. I walked in on a woman having a shower in a hotel in America and she was very, very distraught, as you would imagine, as was I as well. And all the hotel did was apologise. But it does seem to happen a bit, particularly with these key cards. Because they're not a physical key, they're a key card. And of course, things can go wrong with them. Final story comes from The Mirror. A Meath man believes he has found possibly Ireland's oldest jar of homemade jam. He found it during a house clearance. This is Finbar Murray clearing out cupboards when he found raspberry and strawberry jam dating back to 1976. That's not the shocker with this story. The shocker is he tasted it. And he said it was absolutely perfect. I see as well, honey can last for years. White rice apparently can last 30 years. Sugar also can last a long time, as can salt as well. That's in The Sun. So they're the top five long-lasting foodstuffs. Your man in Meath tried it and said that the jam tasted perfect 50 years on. Anyway, who needs best before dates?
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.